Okay, I got to ask you why. Yeah. Why did you go to Illinois?
Because I started, after Meacham bought in the National Institute of Corrections to do training for us, they would come in and do training in different areas, probation, parole here, corrections here, at medium and maximum facility. Then they would have a national training that a lot of our people would go to. I attended one of the national trainings for the public information officers all over the country. When I attended, what they did is they said, you should be one of our trainers, because I had been working in television. And so they asked me, could they work with me to be one of the consultants and trainers that went all over the country? I said, you're talking about me quitting my job to come and work for you? And they said, no. What we do is we work it out with the director that you may be out for a week doing training for us across the country. And we pay you federal salary for doing that week. And so I started in 88 and did training probably 2 to 3 times a year in different states. They would fly us, a group of 3 of us. One lady from San Francisco worked for ABC too, and we're still close friends, and a guy from Los Angeles that had worked in television there, and we became the group. And then we added a guy from the state of Washington that had worked in radio, and he was the public information officer there. And the lady from San Francisco and the guy from California, they had never worked in corrections, but we became a team, and we would fly all over the country wherever the National Institute of Corrections sent us. And I was doing a training on communications for wardens and directors. We had wardens and directors to come to Denver, Colorado, where they have a National Institute office there. The new director of corrections from Illinois was there in that class. And after the class was over and they were supposed to go home and we were supposed to come home, he talked to me the day before he left and he said, you ever thought about moving from Oklahoma and working in Illinois? I said, why would I move to Illinois? And he said, I'd like you to come to work for me as my communications person. And I said, oh no, I don't want to go anywhere. Thank you. And so we left. For 1 year, he called me every month for 1 year to ask me, Ms. Jackson, would you just come out and check it out? Think about it. I said, I thought about it. Even my staff would laugh because they said, that director is calling you again. Finally, one day, I guess he got me on a good day. He called and he said, would you just come out, because I really need somebody to take over the communication, because the PIO is giving me headaches, heartaches and headaches. I said, I'll come out on a weekend or something. And he said, no, if you'll come out on a Thursday and then stay Friday, and just so I can show you around and see what you think then. So I told my boss in Oklahoma, who was the director, I said, well, at that time, the director had changed. It was Gary Maynard, who ultimately became the adjutant general after he left corrections. But he was the director at that time. And I said, I'd been courted by the the director in Illinois. And so he said, well, I certainly wouldn't want you to go, but at least you are honest enough to tell me, you know, why you were taken off. And I said, yeah. So I went out there. That was huge compared to Oklahoma.
And what town is that in?
Springfield, Illinois is their state capital. Okay. And that's where the main office was. I guess it's still there. But we worked out of Chicago a lot, in the state office on Thompson Building in Chicago. And so that was the first job I ever took, where they fly you from Springfield to Chicago every day.
Every day.
Unless you spent the night. If you spent the night.
Okay, but yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I lived in Springfield.
Did they have the main prison was in Springfield?
Not no, the prisons were all over the state.
Okay,
but there was only a minimum security trustee place there at the central office that was there in Springfield, and an administration building and a training building. And that's where all of the prisons were, outside of the city of Springfield. And Chicago, we had offices in the state building, and that's basically where we operated out of. I didn't realize that they had a government plane that all we had to do is sign up. And sometimes we would spend the night, and a lot of times I'd come back on the train. The train takes you 4 hours, like it takes you 4 hours to drive. To fly was 30 minutes. So, yeah. And I ended up going up there in 1997.
And Melvin was okay with that?
We had gotten a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had gotten a divorce.
All right.
But we were always close, and he teased me about taking that job after I turned down all the others. And I said, well, just to try something new.
And then you came back.
I came back in 2005.
To?
Oklahoma, and ended up working back at the Department of Corrections, because when I came back, I was remarried, and I came back home because my husband and I both had graduated from Douglas, and he was very, very ill and wanted to come home. And so I came back, not even thinking about getting another job. I was really thinking about, well, maybe I should just retire.
Did you get married in Illinois?
Mm-hmm. I got married here before I went to
Illinois. But you met him in Illinois?
No, I met him
here.
Oh, I'm
sorry. And his name?
His name is Don Coleman.
All right.
And he's passed away.
Okay.
Yeah.